In June 2002, 5-year-old Virginia Graham Baker became stuck to a hot tub drain and, despite knowing how to swim, was unable to pull herself free. The little girl's death prompted the Virginia Graham Baker Pool and Spa Safety Act, which was signed into law in 2007. Hello, I'm Brooke Hildebrand Clubs, Director of Health Communication at Southeast Missouri State University. May is National Water Safety Month. As we head into the long, hot days of summer, it is important to keep in mind some simple steps to ensure that a day at the pool doesn't end in tragedy. The Consumer Product and Safety Commission provides these simple steps. Never leave a child unattended in a pool or spa. Always watch a child when he or she is in or near water. Teach children basic water safety. Keep children away from pool drains, pipes, and other openings to avoid entrapments. While the act that bears Virginia's name requires anti-entrapment drains to be installed, you could be using a pool that is not compliant. Have a telephone close by when you or your family is using a pool or spa. If a child is missing, look for him or her in the pool or spa first. Also, make sure to keep an eye on children after a day in the water. Secondary drowning can occur when a little bit of water gets into the lungs and causes inflammation or swelling that makes it difficult or impossible for the body to transfer oxygen to carbon dioxide. The American Academy of Pediatrics advises being on the lookout for coughing, increased work of breathing, sleepiness, a change in behavior, or vomiting. For more information on this and other health issues, visit krcu.org.